عن الإيجابية التي كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
يغرسها في صدور الصحابة، وكيف أن الرسول how the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم we were talking about proactivity and how to be positive and how the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم have changed the whole plan of the Badr battle according to the suggestion issued by a 20-year-old soldier was not ashamed to propose and to suggest it to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. In القادسية معركة القادسية أحد الجنود one of the soldiers they were confronting the enemies and they had a trick for the Muslims. They supported the whole army with elephants. Whole of the army was supported with elephants, and the Arabs, as you know, they were not well trained of how to fight or to engage in such battles which follow the elephants. And they know the story of Abraha al-Habashi when he conquered tried to demolish the Kaaba, and they were afraid of the elephant or the army supported with the elephants. 3 consecutive days, all the army of the Muslims being confronting the army and returning back, They were dominated by the enemies. A very intelligent and smart soldier thought about it. And he said, what should we do in this situation? And he tried to put or to make a statue of an elephant of clay, and he tried to make it for 3 days. He put it in the tent, and he confirmed it and formed it, and he brought his horse and let the horse confront the elephant until the horse was very familiar with the elephant. And the next day he came and he got a sword and he confronted the whole army, and the Muslims were grabbing him. Where are you going? You are putting yourself or you are dying. And he said, no, my death is nothing for the life of the whole Muslims. And he bent to the first elephant and he cut its legs, the first leg. And he bent to the second elephant and third elephant until the whole army, during the night, they made elephants of clay, of tin, الحكاية باختصار إن يعني أحد الجنود كان في معركة القادسية كان العدو أهل بمجموعة كبيرة جدا من الفيلة ومش عارفين يهزموهم. كل ما المسلمين يخش عليهم يتهزموا، كل ما يخد 3 أيام. فهذا الجندي اقترح، راح جاي عامل، جاب الطين وعمل فيل من الطين في حجم الفيل الطبيعي، ووقف أمام الفرس حتى إن الفرس يألف شكل الفيل، وراح جاي في اليوم الثاني دخل على المعركة وقطع رجل الفيل الأول والثاني والثالث والرابع، وبذلك انتصر المسلمين في معركة ذات النقب. Another battle which is called the Battle of the Hall. And it was called simply the Battle of the Hall because the Muslims surrounded the whole citadel, or what you call Al-Qal'a Al-Hasin. It was frontiers and was supported with soldiers and weapons and this stuff. And the Muslims couldn't overwhelm the army at all for a long time, until a person, he spent the whole night just digging a hole in the fence of the enemy, and every night he comes to the same place and he digs it and he digs it until he made a big one. And during the night he entered the place and he ascended the fence and he opened the door and he said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. All the Muslims entered and they achieved the victory. The leader at that time, he was amazed, who is this person? And then he said, tell me who is the person who made it. And they didn't tell him, because they were actually making it for the sake of Allah. Who did it? Nobody answered until he said, I swear by Allah, the person who made it, come to me. And he came, and the person said, and I swear by Allah that you never mention my name. This is how they thought. They didn't stand handicapped. They tried. They freely thought, and they suggested and proposed their thoughts before the people courageously. This is the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسن. اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا. اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا. اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا وأصلح ذات بيننا وزدنا ولا تنقصنا. اللهم يسر علينا أمورنا. اللهم يسر لنا أمورنا خيرنا ولا تيسر لنا أمورنا شرارنا. وأصلح اللهم أحوالنا. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا دائما وقلبا خاشعا ويقينا صادقا وجسدا على البلاء صابرا. وصلي اللهم على سيدنا. Thank you.